see the two clocks on this wall here. One says we're already past quarter after. One says it's already quarter after, so I suppose we can start, right?
Anyone has a hymn to start off with this morning? Yes. Hymn number 41. Hymn number 41. Around the throne of God
in heaven will many children sing. Children whose sins are all forgiven will heavenly anthems bring, singing glory, glory, glory be to God on high.
In one shining rose of spotless white, each one will be arrayed, dwelling in everlasting light and joys and ever fading, singing glory, glory, glory be to God on high.
What brings them to that world above, that heaven so bright and fair, where all is peace and joy and love? How came those children there, singing glory, glory, glory be to God on high?
Because the Savior shed his blood to wash away their sin, now washed in that most precious blood, behold them white and clean, singing glory, glory, glory be to God on high.
Let's commend ourselves to the Lord before we begin. Okay, who has another hymn? Okay. 40. Hymn number 40. Jesus loves me, this I know. You know, as I look across the room, I'm quite sure, and I'm saying this with confidence, that everyone in this room can sing that, can't we? That Jesus loves me, regardless that you are a younger one or an older one. It says, Jesus loves me, this I know. So as we sing this, let's see if we can sing this from our heart, because, you know, sometimes as we walk by and listen to singings, we listen to it and say, boy, they sound so sad. So we don't want that to happen, do we? Because there may be people hearing this outside the hallway. We want them to truly feel and hear that, yes, yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. So you ready to sing this?
Jesus loves me, this I know.
Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me, though I'm bad, and he waits to make me glad, waits to fold me in his arms, keeps me safe from every harm. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Was nice. Let's have another hymn. Okay.
44.
Hymn number 44. Oh, I like this hymn. Hymn number 44 about the gypsy boy. Into a tent
where a gypsy boy lay, lying alone at the close of the day. News of salvation we carry.
How many of you have sang this hymn before? Yeah? So we know the story, right? This poor little gypsy boy, he was dying. dying, and then it says, bending, we caught the last words of his breath. You know, I often picture this poor little boy. He was just ready with his last breath. He's just gasping for his last breath. And you know, I often wonder, if that was you or I, if you were dying, and you have just one breath left, what would you say? Now, I know this little boy here asked something. He asked to hear the story. He says, tell it again, tell it again. Salvation story, repeat o'er and o'er. Now, I'd like to turn this around a little bit. What if you were someone like that, dying? You know, when we're well, sometimes people say we talk too much, don't we? We try to tell the story by explaining and explaining. But what if that's all we can say with one breath left? And I thought this morning, perhaps, I'm going to have the boys and girls tell us to tell the story of God's love. Now, who would be a volunteer for me to tell me, if you only have one breath left, perhaps all you can say is one word? Well, maybe we'll start with that, and then we'll start after that. We'll say perhaps one sentence. If there is only one word that you can utter, what would you say if this is your last breath? Anyone would help me? Hold on a second now. Oh, there's a mic there. Okay. Go ahead.
Believe.
Wow. Isn't that nice? Believe. Believe on what?
Jesus.
Believe in Jesus. That's right. Isn't there a verse that tells us that? Anyone else can help me with that? Does the Word of God tell us to believe? Yes? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I saw your hand. Believe on... Okay, Paul.
The Lord Jesus.
Yes. Isn't that what the story is about? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Now, who else can tell me another word? Do you have a word? If that's all you can say, can you imagine this boy going, I can't. And you can only whisper one more word. Any other word? Perhaps a word to tell someone who you really are, that you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ? Yes?
Christian.
Christian. Oh, that's nice. Christian. Yeah, the Lord's people. Anyone else? Yes?
Jesus.
Jesus. Oh, I think that's nice, isn't it? It's the name of Jesus that we're to believe on. And sometimes we refer to the Lord Jesus Christ, don't we? He is our Lord. He is our Savior. Now, what if you have a phrase you could use or a verse that you have enough breath to utter that last breath by saying a verse? Anyone would have a verse that would tell someone. John 3:16, what would that be?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life.
That's nice. Did you hear that? How many of you know John 3:16? Wow. You know, there are boys and girls that have never heard of John 3:16. You know, there was a brother in our assembly. He lived nearby a Catholic school, and he often asked them. He said, in the morning reading, he says, can I come in and read the scripture for you? So one day they let him. And he went in and he read to them John 3:16. He read to them, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. And you know, afterwards, one of the teachers came up to him, and this is a teacher in a school. And the teacher said, She said, I didn't know what the ball game had to do with John 3:16 until you read this verse to me. All she saw was people putting up signs that says John 3:16 at a ball game, and all her lives she didn't know what it mean. Oh, how precious for you boys and girls who already know this verse to know that God so loved you and I that he gave his only begotten son for you. And what do we have to believe, right? Who said the word? You said the word believe, isn't it? Believing that God sent his son to die for us, he said, we will have everlasting life. Okay, let's have another hymn. Now, who have I? I picked this side already. Did I pick you? Okay. That's a nice one. 46.
Glad T-I-D-I-N-G-S.
Is so nice. All the boys and the girls that God is calling you. What is he calling you for? To trust in him and have all your sins washed away. Now, is it okay for me to pick a hymn too?